One of the highlights in the first year has been introducing the Independent Residents Panel. And this is a group of residents who come in and they scrutinise the complaints against the police. One of the things that have been very clear, the residents have told me, is that they don't like police marking their own homework. Now, within the existing legislation, there's very little I can do about that. But what I can do is bring in a group of outside independent people who can look at the complaints and then publish a report, and that's on my website. One of the things I'm really proud about is actually the way that the police have brought the priorities to life. You know, I campaigned on and got a great number of people who agreed with me on the consultation was that the priorities for them were antisocial behaviour, burglary, violence against women and children, and making a louder voice for victims. And seeing how the police are driving those priorities and making real action in this last year. I'm particularly concerned about the number of people who are mentally ill, who are temporarily sectioned and taken to police cells. These are people who have committed no crime and should not ever be in a police cell. They should be in a medical and being medically looked after. So I have this real aspiration that come April, when we move into the new buildings, that people who are mentally ill will not be taken into police cells because it's not the right place. Paramedics should be looking after them, not the police. Oh no, it's much better. It's a very exciting role. I've been very pleased on how many people have opened their doors to me. And just by having that one person who can actually join the dots, making people not think in silos about how we can work in partnership together, has been not only a challenge, but actually a great joy to actually see that things are really moving and improving for the residents of Avon and Somerset. Well, if you look at, I replaced the police authority, and in the last year, the police authority had about 200 people who contacted them. If you look in my last year, we've had over nearly 6,000 people, so whether that's through contacts, whether that's through consultation. So there was a real hunger out there for people to be involved in their police service, and I'm delighted that the more I go out and talk to people, the more that they want to come back and give me some real positive feedback. Well, I would say that, wouldn't I? That I would think they did. They are. I think if you talk to people, they can see that this open and transparency within the police service is beginning. We've got a long way to go yet. But I think just by being accessible, opening it up, and making sure.